Mr. Chairman and friends. Time is passing, and this is the third lecture in our series on an introduction to Tibetan Buddhism. In the first lecture, as you've just heard, in fact, we saw in some detail how Buddhism came to Tibet, how it gradually penetrated into the land of snows, and how, despite setbacks and rebuffs and difficulties of various kinds, it eventually took firm root there. And it took firm root there, we saw, mainly through the efforts of four religious kings, as they are called, as well as through the activities of a number of great scholar saints of India and of Tibet, such as Santarakshita, Padmasambhava, Atisha, Marpa, and so on. In our last lecture, last week, we studied the schools of Tibetan Buddhism, and we saw that there are, broadly speaking, altogether four main schools. These are the schools of the Nyingma Pas, the ancient ones, the traditionalists, of the Kagyupas, the oral traditionalists, those who attach more importance not to scriptural instruction but to the ear-whispered teachings of the guru, then the Sakyapas, celebrated for their scholarship, and finally the Gelugpas, the virtuous ones. We saw, moreover, that the first three of these schools are collectively termed the old schools, whereas the fourth, the Gelugpa school, the school of the virtuous ones, is usually referred to as the new school. Now, last week we were able to study the first three of these four schools, that is to say the Nyingma Pas, the Kagyupas, and the Sakyapas, in some detail. But the last school, that of the Gelugpas, we decided to leave until today, partly on account of the fact that we had already gone very much over our time last week, and also because the Gelugpa school ties up very nicely with the topic with which we're dealing tonight, which is the Dalai Lama, his reincarnation.